Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 14th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Accelerated vascular aging after COVID-19 infection. The Cartesian study. The CARTESIAN study, a prospective multicentric cohort investigation across 16 countries, confirmed accelerated vascular aging following COVID-19 infection. By comparing COVID-19 negative controls with individuals 6 plus or minus 3 months post-infection, the study established a significant link between the virus and long-term vascular damage. These findings underscore the importance of long-term cardiovascular monitoring in COVID-19 survivors due to an increased risk of complications. Article number 2. Heparin administration at first medical contact versus immediately before primary percutaneous coronary intervention, the HELPPCI trial. The HELPPCI trial, an investigator-initiated randomized controlled study, investigated the optimal timing for unfractionated heparin administration in patients with ST elevation myocardial infarction undergoing primary percutaneous coronary intervention. Patients were randomized to receive unfractionated heparin either at first medical contact or immediately before the procedure. The abstract describes the study's design and rationale, addressing the clinical uncertainty regarding the efficacy of pretreatment, but the specific trial results or conclusions are not provided within the abstract itself. Article number 3. Low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, lipoprotein A, and high-sensitivity C-reactive protein are independent predictors of cardiovascular events. This UK Biobank analysis of 322 participants revealed that low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, lipoprotein A, and high-sensitivity C-reactive protein are independent predictors of incident major adverse cardiovascular events. The study demonstrated these biomarkers, associations, both individually and in combination, with cardiovascular outcomes, irrespective of cholesterol-lowering medication status. These findings support the utility of assessing these three markers for robust cardiovascular risk stratification. Article number 4. Low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, C-reactive protein, and lipoprotein A, universal one-time screening in primary prevention. The EPIC Norfolk study. The EPIC Norfolk study investigated the validity and generalizability of a proposed universal one-time screening strategy for low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, and lipoprotein A in primary prevention. This prospective European cohort enrolled 17,087 initially healthy participants, measuring these biomarkers at study entry. The abstract highlights the study's aim to validate previous findings from an American cohort, but it does not present the specific outcomes or conclusions from the EPIC Norfolk analysis itself. Article number 5. Danger shock criteria and outcomes in acute myocardial infarction-related cardiogenic shock treated with Impella, the JPVAD registry. The JPVAD registry study aimed to evaluate outcomes in acute myocardial infarction-related cardiogenic shock patients treated with Impella, stratified by danger shock eligibility criteria. Analyzing 3,975 patients from a nationwide Japanese registry, the study sought to understand the real-world distribution and efficacy of Impella use beyond the highly selected danger shock trial population. However, the abstract itself does not present the specific findings or comparative outcomes regarding danger shock eligible versus ineligible patient groups. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.